don't answer the phone. It's time for another Ben and Matt cold call on KNIX. They know how to dial numbers.
All right, this email from Amy Zimmerman about her husband, David. She says, I love listening to your cold calls when I take my daughter to school. Anyway, my husband's a practical joker, typical firefighter guy, and he's obsessed with his boat. It's a 96 Sea Ray with a cab, and he got a letter from the bank about a month ago stating the boat insurance policy does not fully meet the requirements of the loan agreement, and he needed to take care of it right away. Well, he tends to procrastinate on these types of things, and he's probably hoping I'll just take care of it. But being the good wife that I am, I want to help him learn how to handle these things on his own. What a big boy.
So he's underinsured on the boat, right?
Seems like that's the deal. Yeah. She said, it'd be great if you could pretend to be from the bank. Here's some more info. Calling to notify him that they are coming to take his beloved boat away.
Well, we need to give him a call right now.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for David Zimmerman, please.
This is he?
Hi, David. My name's Ross Bagwell. I'm calling from Bank of the West. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm calling about your 96 Sea Ray cabin cruiser.
Yes, sir.
That you have the loan on with us here at Bank of the West.
Absolutely.
Did you get a notice from us? I just was assigned to this case, but have you gotten a notice from us about that boat being underinsured?
I did. I haven't had a chance to call him yet. I'm a fireman, and I'm on the second part of a 48-hour shift right now.
Oh.
I'm not sure why it's underinsured. I insured it. It's just do I need to send that to back to Progressive and tell them to increase the policy or something?
And unfortunately, we've sent out three notices on that, and it's just wanted to let you know it's standard procedure that we give you a warning call and tell you that today we're going to come out and repossess that boat.
Repossess it for what?
For being uninsured to the value of the loan. So you got to have enough insurance, and we gave you three notifications.
I understand that, sir, but you also charged me for your own insurance, which you kept on charging me for, so it's still insured.
Who was the last agent that you're dealing with? Who was that primary agent?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't remember, because I remember calling after I got the Progressive thing, and I got that notice in the mail, and I talked to them, and they're like, yeah, well, I'm sorry. It's been too long, so there's nothing we can do about it, so we're going to keep it on this our own insurance for this long because it's already been charged, and then we'll switch over to yours.
Right. Unfortunately, I'm not the guy to give the excuses to, but we just have to tell you that they're coming out right now to repossess that boat, and they'll probably be there before 12. We just wanted to call and alert you so you or the neighbors or your wife wouldn't be alarmed.
Well, where's it going? Because I'm sure I'll get it right back after I show you guys.
Well, we've got a repossession lot that over on 35th and Cactus that we house and we park vehicles and boats and whatnot. And there's a warehouse and it goes up for auction tomorrow. We're probably going to auction that off around 9 a.m. tomorrow, which gives you enough time to settle the matter.
Let me get a pen and paper. Yeah, that's silly.
Well, I appreciate your calm, collected nature, David. Just another note, you could, if you wanted to, you could buy it for tomorrow. I'm sure that's going for a pretty good price.
But isn't that going to affect my credit and all that stuff anyway?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, your credit's going to go to hell, but you might get your boat back. You have to, and you'd probably pay twice for it, so maybe that's not a good idea.
Yeah, no, I think the best idea is just get the matter cleared up, because the insurance thing, that's
now, you know, here's a thought. If you were to buy back your boat, you could get everybody in the neighborhood and go, maybe go in on it and maybe own, have partial ownership of the boat. And then you could use it every other Friday or Saturday in the month of, May, August, and June. Hello?
That doesn't sound like a good idea to me. I think I'll just call up the bank and let them have it.
David, I tell you what, you're like Fire Marshal Bill, being a fireman and everything. Cool under pressure, calm and collected. Never let the heat get to your head. You are the victim of a Ben and Matt cold call, David, on KNIX.
Oh, am I?
Yes, you are.
Man, we've never had anybody just kind of roll with the punches like that.
No profanity. Wow.
Nothing.
David, you are a model citizen. We love it.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm really glad my boat's going to be there when I get home.
It is, but your wife may not be. Amy says, look, you got to take care of this little insurance problem sooner than later. You may have a repo guy out in front of your house.
Yeah, my wife is pretty awesome. I really love her. But she's going to get throttled when I get home.
The Ben and Matt Cold Call. Hear it again online at KNIXCountry.com.